even after transmission, and that means harnessing it could help get more clean energy on the grid. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
Two Brazilian firms owned by the giant U.S. investment firm, Blackstone, are major players in destroying the Amazon rainforest and in facilitating the agriculture that caused the gigantic fires there. Blackstone's co-founder and CEO, Stephen Schwarzman, is a close ally of President Trump and has donated millions of dollars to Senator Mitch McConnell in recent years. Besides seizing land and deforesting it, the two companies, Hidrovias do Brasil and Patria Investments, helped build a controversial highway to their new river terminal in the one-time jungle. Providing farmers a better way to get their products to market will increase the amount of land cleared for grain, soybeans, and cattle.
Now on Current Cast, we'll hear about possible oil pipelines rupturing and seeping into drinking water.
Oil and water in the Straits of Mackinac on this Current Cast. Every day, about 20 million gallons of oil travel through an underwater pipeline at the narrow passage that connects Lakes Michigan and Huron.
And there's a lot of concerns that this line could rupture.
That's Mike Schreiberg of the National Wildlife Federation, which helps organize the Great Lakes Business Network. It's a coalition of more than 90 business leaders lobbying to end the use of this pipeline. Many of their companies, from breweries to outdoor outfitters, depend on the water and tourism it generates.
They're not saying we want to shut down the flow of oil and natural gas. They're saying there are better ways to get it from point A to point B than risking the most important freshwater resource in the world.
Current Cast is produced in partnership with Cornell University's Atkinson Center for a Sustainable Future. Learn more online at currentcast.org.
While many comparisons have been made between President Trump and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, President Trump can't suspend Congress, while Johnson can, and did, suspend Parliament. This move, called prorogation, adds around 2 weeks of recess to the three already planned four-party conventions, with Parliament coming back October 15th. On October 17th, Johnson will present his plan to the European Council. The current deadline for England to leave the European Union, plan or no plan, is October 31st. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn called Johnson's suspension of Parliament an attempt to avoid scrutiny of his plans for a reckless no-deal Brexit. And now, it's time for today's report from National Native News, the daily newscast dedicated to Indigenous news, issues, and culture.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A suicide prevention grant is focusing on Native communities in South Dakota. The Garrett Lee Smith Award is more than $3 million over 5 years. Recipients plan to work against suicides among Native youth by training with police, schools, and healthcare facilities in the Black Hills. China Lockett has more.
The Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board is focusing on prevention tactics for Native youth between 10 and 24 years old. Charles Sitting Bull is the Director of Behavioral Health. He says, as a population, Native youth are at high risk for suicide.
Everyone knows that our Native people are way overrepresented in their programs, whether it's children and family services, whether it's child welfare, whether it's mental health, whether it's a psych unit, just across the board.
The South Dakota Department of Health reports that the majority of suicides occur in the Black Hills and surrounding counties. The suicide rate for Native Americans is 2.4 times higher than non-Natives, and Native men 24 years and younger are most at risk. Sitting Bull says the grant is being used to provide prevention training to staff at organizations that work with a lot of Native youth.
These are the Rapid City School District. This is the Police Department. This is Front Porch Coalition, and this is Recovery and Substance Abuse. So you're looking at not only programs here, but other national programs that are involved as contractors.
He says staff at these organizations can help ensure at-risk youth are using follow-up services to check in on their mental health. And that's a crucial part of recovery.
These follow-up services, these interventions, will help reduce the suicide.
Sitting Bull hopes to see training specified for Native culture added to the curriculum. The program is still in the beginning phases. Training services are being offered after the budget is determined. For National Native News, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.
The Atomic Safety and Licensing Board is set to hold a hearing in Rapid City, South Dakota, Wednesday over a proposed uranium mine. It's part of a dispute over a regulatory review of Native American historical, cultural, and religious sites in the area. The hearing will examine if the company PowerTech is required to conduct a cultural study at the site, which is near the Pine Ridge Reservation. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission granted the license. Jeff Parsons is an attorney for the Oglala Sioux Tribe.
It is not rocket science to conduct a cultural resources survey on a site like this. It's just that the company in this case refuses to spend the money, and the NRC staff refuses to hold the company's feet to the fire and make them comply with the federal law.
The company argues the tribe is not cooperating. The hearing comes after regulators declared a stalemate between the company and tribe. The Atomic Safety and Licensing Board was asked to step in. Native students at UNLV are seeking the removal of a statue from campus. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports members of the Native American Student Association say the Western Frontiersman is a symbol of an Indian killer. They're seeking a replacement with a statue of a Paiute person to represent the ancestral homeland. The Frontiersman is the mascot of the school, which is part of the debate. A university spokesperson is not aware of any formal talks, but says discussions are open to students at the Office of Diversity Initiatives. The Durango Herald reports well-preserved Native American ruins were unearthed during a survey for a highway project south of Durango, Colorado. Researchers say human and animal bones and shells were found. A handful of tribes in the Four Corners region are being consulted on the project. The highway expansion is expected to begin in spring 2020. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, August 28th, 2019. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael. The producer is Claire Rosciotto, and our engineer is Althea Billings. The director of Evening News and Public Affairs is also Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Erin J. Bernard.
And I'm Clara Shadow. Coming up is Culture in Motion with Mike Crenshaw.
Good evening. Once again, you are listening to what used to be News from the Boo, and right now it's called Culture in Motion. We're making a little bit of a transition because News from the Boo is going to be held down for more specific station-related news, whereas what I do as Mike Crenshaw is talk about culture, arts, politics, social movements, and so I'm going to be changing the name of my show to Culture in Motion, and we're going to be talking about, you know, music, art, culture, politics, and social movements. Tonight, I've got two very special guests in the studio. I have my man DJ Cliff. What's up, Cliff?
How you doing, B?
I'm good, brother. It's always good to share space.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. And I have Tandy in the studio.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's talk about this event we have coming up. All of us are part of this event. The event is called Be There PDX. So Tandy, since you're the lead promoter on this event, why don't you tell us a little about the event? Tell us about the name and where the idea came from.
Thank you, Mike. So the name is actually hashtag BDXBeThere. In the way me and Cool Nuts, actually the artist Cool Nuts, we actually came up with it together. The Portland VA, they have a national mental health campaign, and it's called hashtag BeThere. And we wanted to make it about our community. And our community means Portland and Vancouver, because we want a huge, big community. And so we came up with hashtag BDXBeThere.
Okay. Hashtag PDXBeThere. Mm-hmm. And tell me more about the event. You and Cool Nuts?
Yeah, the artist Cool Nuts.
The artist Cool Nuts. Okay. The artist Cool Nuts and you came up with the concept. So what is the concept? What's the purpose? Who's going to be there?
So the concept is we want to create an event where we can bring our community together, and we're focusing on this. On this bit, and PDX BeThere right now is focusing specifically on our veterans, and specifically on mental health amongst our veterans. And so this is the first time it's ever been done, and I am so beyond thrilled to be sitting here and be part of this conversation and to share with you that as far as I know, so I can't guarantee that if you Google it, you'll find something else, but never before has several different veterans organizations been willing to work together, to collaborate together for one single purpose. And right now, we have about 10 different veterans organizations being willing to work together and joining forces. And honestly, as much as I want to say, oh, it's because I did all the work, it's all because of Damien. Everybody loves Damien Lillard. Everybody in this community respects Damien Lillard. And I think his willingness to help our veterans, and that's really what this event is about, is Damien Lillard's willingness to help and help the community reach out and support our veterans.
Okay, so veterans and mental health is what we're bringing awareness to. We've got Damien Lillard, who's going to be headlining the event, mm-hmm. and lending his support, his brand, his persona. What is he going to be doing there? Is he going to be performing music?
Well, yes. And my friend DJ Cliff can talk more about the performance, but it's not just about his performance, though.
Okay.
So far, there's about 100 people that has purchased an early bird ticket, and they are going to have the opportunity. We're going to draw 75 names, and they're going to have the opportunity to meet Damien Lillard, the Portland local hero in person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a great opportunity. And then also at the event, Damien is going to go on stage and honor a 102-year-old veteran for his service.
Oh, wow.
Yes, which I think, honestly, that veteran is 102, and he goes to bed at 4 o'clock at night, but he's willing to stay up. He said, whenever Damien wants to honor me, even if it's 8 o'clock at night, he'll go to sleep at 8 o'clock that night. And we'll also have some veteran speakers, the founder of Do Good Multnomah. He has a real passion to help veterans with mental health problems, and that's homeless specifically. And he'll be sharing about the services that they do. And they'll be, right now we have 10 booths of veterans organizations that they'll display the services that they have. So Damien is creating opportunity for us, for the veterans to really network as well.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm so glad that this is happening. I'm going to be there performing, and I'm glad to be part of it. Now, the location. This is at Clark County Fairgrounds, September 7th. What time does it begin?
So the show, the doors are going to open at 2 o'clock, and okay. then the music is going to begin at 3:30. And we have a mixture of genres, like the Mojo Hollers. They're an indie folk band. They're going to open, and then Logan Lynn. And I'm beyond grateful for Logan's help as well, because Logan Lynn is just a Portland local icon as well. So he's going to be one of the main opening acts as well. But the importance of Logan Lynn is he started the Keep Oregon Well campaign, and that was focused on mental health in general. And when I asked Logan to join us, he said veterans' mental health is so often overlooked. And so this cause is so dear to his heart, and he's so proud to be a part of this project as well.
Wow, that's amazing. So, DJ Cliff.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
Man, it's good to be in here with you, bro.
Hey, I think one of the first times we really spent some time together was in this radio station when there was this question about who was going to acquire X-Ray.
That's right, man.
Yeah,
that's right.
Back in the day, man.
Yeah, man.
So how did you get involved with this? Hashtag be there, PDX.
It's pretty cool, man. Tandy reached out to me. I never even asked you how you connected with me, but she reached out to me and asked if I had any connect with Dame. And I'm friends with his cousin, Brookfield Deuce.
Yeah.
Have done shows with
Brookfield.
Him. Big up to
yes,
Brookfield Deuce,
yes.
Man. Such a good dude. And I made that connection and was just happy to have those connects, you know. To do something like this, tailing on what Tandy said, I feel like I've said for a while, I feel like there are two areas of our community that are very underserved.
Okay.
One is the elder population,
mm-hmm.
and the other is folk who are dealing with mental health issues.
Right.
So I thought something like this would be, yes, it's we're looking at veterans, and
mm-hmm.
we know what we can imagine what folk who serve, what they come back home, what they have to deal with. But the fact that, you know, there's more attention being brought to folk who suffer with mental health, I just thought that was a great thing. So that's how I got involved, man. You know, I'm just a dot connector.
Okay.
I was glad to be able to do that. And, to know what Dame has done in the community. You
mm-hmm.
know, last year he was his record label was a sponsor for Portland Hip Hop Day.
Right.
He's been very involved with the Portland community in many ways, including music.
Mm-hmm.
So thought that he'd be, you know, possibly interested in doing something like this. And, you know, that was my connect, man. That was my,
right.
you know, that was my part of it.
Well, I'm really excited to be involved with another project as far as, you know, a public event, a local event that features Dame
yeah.
and his music, that features Brookfield, who's
yeah.
related to Dame. Because,
yeah.
You know, not only is Dame, you know, famous athlete,
right,
on
right.
the Blazers, but he's also a dope artist.
Yes, sir.
And
yeah.
I think a lot of what we hear in the community is like, there's almost like people expect professional athletes to kind of be sorry.
Yes.
yeah.
On the mic.
Yes.
And
yeah.
and so I always hear people go, actually, I listen, and he doesn't suck.
He's actually right. Good. Right. Yeah.
So it'll be cool. I've actually never seen Dame perform live, even
yeah.
though I've listened to his music. So I'm looking forward to that. Clark County Fairgrounds. That's over across the river, across the Columbia River, Vancouver, you know, and that's going to be September 7th. And again, what time does it start?
So the doors are going to open at 2:00, but
mm-hmm.
the music is going to start at 3:30. And really, I just want to thank you guys for so much. And I've known Mick for a while. He's
That's
part
me.
Of Veterans for Veterans for Peace. And so we've been working on this forever. And so the fact that such a beloved local icon like Damon Lillard
mm-hmm.
is even willing to give his time to help us, I just want to give a shout out to him in huge gratitude and tell the community, come support him. Come support our veterans. Come support Damien. He just released that incredible new album.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear some brand new, amazing music. Come and support Damien.
Yeah, and support the cause of veterans and mental health and bringing awareness to issues that are really life and death issues for people. So, you know, generally I do talk about art, culture, music, politics, social movements, and the intersections of those things. And
yeah.
so we can talk about, I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to put you both on the spot a little bit, because we talk about a lot of the problems that we face as a civilization and society, and often in the media we don't hear people talking about the roots of the problems,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so there are people who are experts and academics, and it frustrates me to hear experts and academics talk about problems without actually assessing what the root cause of the
mm-hmm.
problems are. So if we're looking at veterans being underserved when they come back home from wars, and we're looking at mental illness and the intersections between those things and how they affect people and communities, we know that somewhere between 18 and 22 veterans commit suicide
mm-hmm.
a day. That's a staggering number.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that if we were going to stop the epidemic and the crisis of mental illness and suicide that plagues not only veterans, but people who love veterans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Families, community members, then we would have to stop war. So I'm going to give you each a little opportunity to say something about that, if you would. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts on it, so you're going to have to take the mic away from me. But that's why, for me, I'm really beyond grateful for Damien to be willing to do this, because for me, the answer is in the community coming together and supporting our veterans, because they go to war, they sacrifice their lives just to save for us. And when they go and they come back and they hurt and injured, it doesn't just affect them, it affects the whole family. I can give you an example of a lady, and I won't mention her name, but her husband came back and he was a medic, and she was an event in the she had an emergency call. She had to go home because a helicopter was flying over the house, and it took her husband right back to being in combat, and he had to be hospitalized. Mm-hmm. And that happens constantly, and we don't hear about this.
Right.
And so for me, the answer is in getting our community to come together. And honestly, if it is anybody in the community that I think I can't think of anybody in the community that's not more beloved and more respected than Damien Lillard. So to have him willing to do this, I'm so beyond grateful.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, Mike, because I didn't serve. I don't have any family members in my immediate family who served. So my thought process just goes to people who I've met, people who have served and who have come back. And then looking at society and looking at my view, I feel like a big part of it that's lacking is education, mm-hmm. really understanding what Tandy said. In my 9-to-5, I work in healthcare, and I had a similar situation. Was working with a patient once. He came back and he said, "I didn't sleep well last night," not realizing that not thinking the night before was the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not educated on that as an adult, or mm-hmm. as even as a child, educated on what is mental health?
Mm-hmm.
What is how does what I do affect the person next to me?
Wow.
Right? So
yeah.
I feel like I'm a part of a culture that is very self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that about myself, self-preservation.
Right.
If I'm only thinking about myself and not thinking about how the choices and decisions I make affect people around me, then it's very easy to be judgmental of other people who don't look like me, who don't carry themselves like me, who don't speak like me.
Okay.
Because it's all about me.
Right.
So when you have people who are then maybe displaying symptoms of mental health issues, and then even a step beyond that, being willing to have the conversation of what is mental health, not being afraid to have those conversations, not being afraid to be vulnerable and saying, "I don't understand it. I don't understand what that means. Let's have a conversation." I think once, you know, if we can start there, then it gives us a better platform
mm-hmm.
to say, okay, now what can we do different? Because we understand what we've been doing incorrectly, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just want to mention a fact. In the VA, the local VA, they do an amazing job. And there's a statistic that only 6% of the veterans that committed suicide knew about the help that's available.
Mm.
So that just comes right back to what you said. If it's all about awareness, because so out of 22 veterans, we could have saved 17 lives if they just knew about the help that's available there for them.
Okay, so being aware, being informed about information, you know, resources that might be out there to aid people who are having mental health crises, aid people who might be considering suicide, you know, taking it, you know, beyond the step of just suicidal ideation into actually making plans and considering hurting themselves. Again, so I'm gonna go out on a limb and get real subjective here for a minute. You know, the problem of the military-industrial complex and war as a means of extracting and consolidating wealth is such a dominant force in modern society. Mm-hmm. Has been for some time. This isn't new, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is how the powers that be came into power. And we have a way of operating in which a lot of young working class people, right? People mm-hmm. from poor communities, people of color disproportionately, people from rural communities
mm-hmm.
are being offered service in the military, in the branches of the armed forces, as a means to have access to stability, to economic stability. Yeah. So back in the day, they would call it the poor people's draft, right? You know, a poverty draft, right? Because people would enlist because they wanted to have access to higher education. Okay, yeah, so we know we have, and this becomes a multi-generational thing in a lot of families where people have enlisted from each generation. And we, you know, I work with young people in the schools, and I see a lot of young people who feel that the only chance they have is to actually enlist. Now, I think about that, and I think about how, you know, we have an ecological crisis on Earth, and how the military not only creates an inordinate amount of waste with the wars that they're waging, but there's a lot of the carbon footprint of all the ships and the planes and the vehicles is also significant. Now, if we could take some of the resources that we put into maintaining armed forces in war and put them into, you know, putting out a fire in the Amazon, you know, we might be we might be really doing something, you know. And so I just want to say there's a, we often paint things in a black and white at either or.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's a narrative in this country that's very anti-intellectual. And it says that if you're anti-war, that you're anti-veteran.
Yes, and that's so not true. And that's so divided, and it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, because we understand that to be pro-veteran, okay, is about bringing them home.
Yes.
And about keeping people healthy, right?
Yes,
And making those the same energy that, that is deployed
right.
for destruction could be deployed in sustaining our communities and making life safe for everybody. Correct.
Yeah. Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So
absolutely.
I just want us all to be thinking about that and take the opportunity to come out and support the cause on September 7th.
Please,
because ultimately, that's what we're really... Yes. That's what's in our hearts when we do this work and we're trying to support veterans is we're trying to support a world that's safe for not only for veterans, but for all people.
Yes.
And
yes.
What better way to serve, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Than to keep your community safe.
And can I just give a big shout out, like the artist Cool Nuts.
Yeah,
he has just done a phenomenal job in helping us with this event. And honestly, yeah, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And also to Mick, like for last minute.
Sorry.
It's all good. And he's part of this. I met Mike through Veterans for Peace.
Yeah.
So they're so supportive of exactly what he said. But last minute, all these artists just, and through Deuce played a humongous unappreciated. I think a lot of people don't realize this event is possible because of Damien Lillard's cousin, Brookville Deuce. So a huge shout out to Deuce.
Huge shout out to Brookville.
Yeah, and so thank you. All these people came out and they did because they care about the cause. They care about these people that's affected by what these wars cause.
So Cliff, being a hip-hop artist yourself, somebody that's a DJ and a radio producer, who are some of the acts that you're most looking forward to seeing?
Man, the lineup is crazy, bro.
Right.
So obviously Dame Dolla, it's going to be cool to see him do his thing live on stage. But when you look at one of the things that I always enjoy seeing is the connection of generations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we got vets like yourself, Mike Crenshaw. We got Cool Nuts, who's also on the bill, a Portland veteran MC. But then we also have Mike Capes on the bill.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows
Mike's
Capes
doing
he's been putting in such good work.
Yeah.
Samuel the First, another young cat who's been putting in work. In terms of DJs, you know, got to give it up for the DJs, man.
Yeah.
The homie DJ Fatboy is going to be there.
In the building.
Dre Slaps is going to be there. From Sobrani. Love seeing Brookfield perform. Brookfield Deuce is also on the bill.
Uh-huh.
So those are just some of the names. Casso's on the bill. Portland loves Casso. We don't get to see him perform enough here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think again for me seeing that connect of generation, new school, old school. I'm in a place where I can say that now. New school, old school, all on the bill together. I think it's going to be dope, especially in a venue like this, man. You know, it's such a great venue when you look at rosters of people who performed here before.
Okay.
And then to see Portland hip hop, you know what I mean, on a stage like this.
Yeah.
We need to give a shout out to Mo. I love Mo. It's Damien's DJ. He's so cool. So you forgot to mention Mo. So I just want to give a shout out to Mo.
I knew, I couldn't list everybody. Look, I'm telling you, the roster's dope. Check out the flyers, man.
Yeah.
you get to say everybody who's on the run
it's
now.
It's amazing. And Cool Nuts did all that. So I cannot take credit for that. That's all Mr. Cool Nuts.
So where can people find tickets online?
The tickets are available right now. You can go to get your tickets at this moment as we're talking. If you go to AftonTickets.com/Dame Dollar. That's AftonTickets.com/Dame Dollar.
And right now, we still have an early bird special. So if you buy a ticket, we can have a lottery. Cool Nuts doesn't know this yet, but he's going to draw the lottery. Okay. And we're going to draw 75 people that will have the opportunity to meet Dame Dollar, but also Damon Lillard. Okay. So that's an incredible opportunity. So you just have to buy a ticket right now and you can actually meet your local hero, Damon Lillard. But then at the gates, the tickets will be $25. But please come.
Okay. That's what's up, you guys. 3:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's all ages. So that's going to be fun and access for everybody in the family, from the elders. Like Tandy said, there's going to be a 102-year-old veteran there being honored by Dame Dollar. That's going to be Saturday the 7th. And is there anything that either you want to say, DJ Clip or Tandy, before we finish up our conversation about hashtag Be There PDX?
Well, first up, man, it's always an honor and a pleasure to be able to serve the Portland hip-hop community. It's near and dear to my heart. And so I just want to say thank you for reaching out and allowing me to be a part of the situation. A big, big thank you to you, Mike, because you've done so much for the scene. My initial awareness of you, obviously, is as an artist. I've gotten to know you as so much more than that.
Thank you.
So thank you for what you've done, what you continue to do, and for having us here this evening. Appreciate you, Kat.
I just want to say the same thing. I reached out to you more than a year ago, and you instantly said you instantly invited me, and you instantly were willing to help. So really, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you both for the work that you do. Let's have a good time on the 7th.
No doubt.
Yeah, hope to see y'all there.
Come through.
Yes, please.
Thank you for tuning in to Culture in Motion with Mike Crenshaw on KBOO.FM and 90.7 FM on your dial, KBU Portland. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 p.m. Coming up next is The Underground. But first, this from KBOO.
This is Alyssa Pariah, your friendly neighborhood agitator, the host of The Struggle, every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. Listen to KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM, and online at KBOO.FM.